That's a wonderful song. I think that a lot of those songs that some of us know from memory should be reinvented and classified as new so they can be reintroduced into the youth department. Keep that in focus. We are in a period of time leading up to Easter, although we are not a liturgical church and therefore don't formally celebrate Lent. I thought it would be appropriate as we begin to face into this Easter season that we take a theme that relates to the purification of the heart, and that has to do with forgiveness. What an excellent preparation for Easter that we could focus for a few moments today on forgiveness. And I put a little outline in the bulletin. Well, I didn't stuff it, but I prepared the outline. Someone graciously took the time to stuff it. Mark 11:25 is the springboard text today for this theme. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Someone has said, life is full of hurts. Life is full of hurts. But the answer to that is Jesus is full of healing. I'm going to take a few moments to identify the ways we get hurt, because it is when we can identify the ways we get hurt that we can then begin to think about the consequences of not forgiving and the blessings of forgiving. There is, first of all, the hurt caused by others. People hurt us. Your parents may have hurt you. As pastor, all the time talking with persons who are still dealing with the remains of their childhood. Unwanted, battered, neglected, abused, broken homes, disturbed parents. Parents that constantly gave the child a feeling of not measuring up. Maybe one of the sources we need to look at in forgiveness is parents or a spouse. I recall the minister who in a testimony meeting says, "Does anyone here know of anyone other than Jesus who is perfect?"